From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump, in office less than a week, followed through on another campaign pledge Wednesday, directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the flow of illicit drugs.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is as a help, but very badly needed.
Speaking to members of the Department of Homeland Security charged with enforcing immigration law, Mr. Trump said, "We are in the middle of a crisis on our southern border." He vowed to restore the rule of law. Mr. Trump said, "A country without a border is not a country." Rice University analyst Mark Jones said the announcement did not catch him by surprise.
President Trump made securing the border and building a border wall a major plank of his both Republican primary campaign as well as his general election campaign. So it comes as no surprise that President Trump is moving swiftly to strengthen the border, secure the border, and build the border wall.
The wall will be a major undertaking, costing billions and covering the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S.-Mexico border. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens more wounded Wednesday after Somali al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of a Mogadishu hotel, storming inside and opening fire. Four insurgents attacked the Deya Hotel, which is popular with politicians. A second blast wounded several other people. The VOA Somali service said at least two sides of the hotel were completely ripped away. Buildings near the hotel also sustained damage. This is VOA News.